Big crowd. All right. How are we doing?
Be here.
Trying to help the Vikings win a championship.
That'd be a great birthday present.
What's that?
No, I don't think they don't care. No. No. It's okay. I'm used to it. That time of year.
As you look back on Bobby Felder's work last week in a number of phases, what have you seen out of him, and what are you looking for as he sort of continues to progress?
The thing about Bobby, obviously he's been here on our practice squad, and then, you know, he's done a great job this summer and the spring, you know, coming into the offseason. And you know, he's a very hard worker. He's a very good athlete, very intelligent. He plays bigger than he is. I know he's probably about 200 pounds, but he plays like a bigger guy in terms of being physical in the return game especially. But the plays he made the other day, they were exciting for him and for us. He did a great job on down the two punts inside the five, and you know, just releasing and getting downfield and understand where he was. That's not an easy thing to do. That's why we work on it a lot. And, of course, his returns were great. You know, Coach Fraser's been on me about giving him an opportunity to be our punt returner, and he responded to the challenge.
Looking for out of him as a returner to prove to you?
Well, I think, you know, as we go on, it's ball security. He does a good job of catching it. You know, he does what we ask him to do in terms of hitting the return, how we want him to hit it, setting it up and then hitting it, and, you know, breaking tackles like he did. He broke a few tackles the other night. So, you know, he's doing what we're asking him to do. That's what we're looking for, and hopefully that'll keep going for him.
How do you see Webb fitting in on special teams, and do you see his role increasing? Where do you think he's most comfortable?
You know, I don't know if he's comfortable in anything yet, but I think he's becoming more comfortable with all the techniques that we teach him at the gunner position. He's going to be a hold-up player on the punt return, usually in the vice as a safety, as a one on the kickoff cover team. And he's going to play a little bit more this week on kickoff return as well on the front line. So I think athletically he can do a lot of these things, and he's still it's a work in progress for him, to be quite honest. And, you know, I like the direction he's going. He's worked very, very hard.
Hard one of guys really never done that before to teach him at this level, and
it's hard not only because he was a quarterback, but because I mean, anytime you walk into this scenario, and a lot of these guys that, you know, Hodges and Maudie and Audie Cole a year ago, and they came from college and they weren't playing a lot of special teams, so everything's kind of brand new to them.
We evaluate him knowing that he is very raw in a lot of things he's doing, yet there's only a couple weeks before these final roster decisions
have
been made. Yeah,
that's a good point, because, you know, obviously at the end of the day, we got to get ready to play Detroit on opening day. So it is more difficult, but I think when you look at Joe, because we know him, we know the type of man he is, his high character, his high work ethic, and we know that he's continually to improve. I think we got to keep that in mind as we go down the stretch here.
How's Locke doing as far as the hang time on his punts? Is he where you want it, or?
Well, you know, he did a good job. I think we gave him one minus. Seven punts the other day, and only had one minus punt. That was the 61-yarder, 4-3 hang time that went in the air. I went, oh, no, because they had already had a 34-yarder, and that wasn't his fault. The 34-yard return was poor coverage. We did a terrible job on that. But, you know, Jeff improved a lot from game one to game two, and obviously his plus 50 punts, he already proved he can do that, his Aussie-style punt. But his field punts were much improved the other day, and hopefully we'll keep going in that direction. He gained a lot of confidence because of that game. You could just tell as the game wore on, he felt good, which is good to have him at that point.
His Aussie style. How much did that have an effect on Felder being able to down those couple of punts inside the five?
Well, like I think even Jeff said, you know, he and I were watching the film yesterday. He didn't get exactly the bounce he wanted, and that Aussie went to bounce straight up or bounce back a little bit, and he actually bounced forward, and Bobby was in position to do that. The thing Jeff does better than other punters that use the Aussie style punt is that he gets more hang time out of it, which gives the gunners more opportunity, more time to get down there.
You guys do that in the NFL these days?
You know, I don't know the number. It's getting more and more. A lot of the young guys are doing it because it's easier to control. It's easier to get that better bounce. You know, I'm sure Darren Bennett started it many years ago, and Mike Cyphers has been outstanding his whole career in San Diego. I had to go against him year after year when I was in the AFC West. Man, it was automatic. He was going to be inside the 10 every time. So it's a good technique for these guys to use.
Felder to the point where you would feel comfortable about possibly giving him the shot to win that number one punt return job?
Or? Well, he's getting a shot. I mean, he got a shot the other night, and he'll get another shot on Sunday. Yep, I feel comfortable with him giving him a shot, sure. And Marcus knows. Marcus is great about it. He knows he's got to win the job. You know Marcus. Everybody in here knows Marcus and his attitude and work ethic and how he's overcome a lot of adversity. So he always welcomes that challenge, and he's got to go out and prove himself again.
The biggest coverage breakdown on that 34-yard return?
Our gunner, our right gunner went inside and he got knocked down and wiped out our right guard and right tackle. They were both on the ground. And I tell our guys all the time, if big returns happen because coverage guys are on the ground. And we didn't respond quick enough. And Robert Blanton did a great job containing it, but he was on an island. He ended up missing the tackle, but that was going to be tough against that guy. 88, the kid from Texas, man, he can run. So I didn't envy his position at all. But we got to do a better job of staying on our feet, do a better job of staying in our lanes, leverage, squeezing, all those sorts of things that we constantly talk about.
Besides Sherrills and Felder, are you still giving other guys a shot at that, or is it kind of down?
I think Cordero, you continually work with him. Again, I said it back in the beginning of training camp, we don't want to overload him right now, and I think that would be a lot being a punt, kickoff returner, and he's going to get a lot of time on offense, obviously. So, I think he's back there. Josh Robinson, continually working with him. But those two are the top two right now. I think Stephen Burton has improved as well. He took a couple reps in the Houston game. We good? Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.